Earlier this week, the Division of Wildlife Resources announced they are lifting the daily bag limits for fish at Wasatch Mountain State Park Community Pond. DWR Regional Aquatics Manager Chris Crockett says they are making the move in preparations for improvements to the pond.
Typically, it's a two-fish limit. Right now, there's wiper and a couple different species of trout in there, but the state park is going to be doing some maintenance work and improvements starting in about 3 weeks, and so they're going to be gradually draining that pond. So we have removed the limit, basically, so anglers and the public can go in and take advantage of that resource with the hopes that they'll catch out the majority of those fish and take them home, and then that way they won't go to waste. We really don't have a good option for, say, catching those fish live and moving them somewhere due to some disease concerns. So we're pulling the limit so people can go in and take advantage of that resource so it doesn't go to waste.
The division will be partially draining the water in order to dredge or clean out the bottom of the pond. As the draining goes on, the fish will become more visible.
Quite frankly, we don't know how many are in there right now. I mean, there's several hundred at least. And so, I mean, I just encourage people that if they're interested in that to get out there as soon as they can, take advantage of that, because they could get fished out pretty fast. That wouldn't be a bad problem to have on our end, because like I said, we're trying to get people to utilize that resource so they don't die when they start dredging that pond or when it gets too cold this winter.
Crockett says the winter project will bring improvements to the pond.
They're dredging it out several feet of sediment, so it'll be deeper, so it'll remain cooler during the summer and also a little bit more of a buffer during the winter. And they're also going to be putting in an ADA accessible fishing pier, and it gives us the opportunity to remove goldfish that were illegally introduced. So it'll be a much improved pond when it opens back up in the spring of 2020.
Crockett anticipates he'll begin dredging in earnest once the pond freezes. He says it's easier to do with the ground frozen rather than muddy. The division believes the goldfish were illegally introduced in the spring.
They can grow very fast and essentially take over an aquatic system, much like carp can, which is one reason why we're wanting to get rid of them, is they can outcompete the other species for food. They're reproduce very quickly. I don't know what the largest goldfish is in there right now, but I'd say there's at least some 6 to 8 inches. So somebody could definitely catch one of those. We just make sure to remind them, if they do catch them, that they can't remove that live fish and move it somewhere else. But there's rainbow trout in there. There's a few tiger trout, and we also play some wipers in there earlier in the year, actually to help control the goldfish. So there should be some good opportunities for sport fish in there for people to catch and take home.
As for the removal on bag limits, Crockett encourages interested anglers to head out to the pond soon.
We ask everyone to utilize that resource wisely. If you're going to take them home, then make sure it's something that you can eat or share with a couple of your friends, and that those aren't just going to waste in your freezer either.
The change for the bag limit will remain in effect until December 31st, 2019. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.